3.
That's the sound of 120 Jacob's ladders, the children's toy which consists of wooden blocks held together by interlaced ribbons, all flipping at once. Spokane-based artists Ellen Pickin and Raja Bose are reimagining this classic toy on a grand scale.
Anytime you'd make something super big, it's great. It's great art. So what? But what else? That's not enough. That's where we started exploring other themes behind. Okay, what does the Jacob's ladder mean? And so, the changing elements of that, and just the idea things change. All the ideas were generative off of that name.
Things Change became the title of a new interactive exhibit, which will be installed at the Terrain Gallery in the Washington Cracker Building in downtown Spokane, and will include an opening party on Friday, September 6th, as part of First Friday Art Walk. The installation is by Factory Town, the visual art and storytelling company Ellen and Raja founded. They invited me to their West Spokane home and studio to give me a sneak preview of their latest project.
You're looking at a garage door, manual garage door opener that is attached to a wooden plank hanging from our ceiling. There's a chain hanging down from it, and somebody can put their hands on it and control the giant Jacob's ladder.
Things Change is one of 8 arts projects and initiatives which have been awarded the most recent round of SAGA grants from Spokane Arts.
It's awesome that Spokane Arts and the City of Spokane have created this grants program. We didn't have this, 5 years ago, and it's really helped so many artists. So we thought, we'll give it a chance and put our ideas into words, which is difficult for artists to do, and come up with some visuals because we hadn't made the thing yet. there was no proof that we could do it. So we really had to convince ourselves and convince the jurors that, we were capable of creating this crazy installation.
And so there's an interactive element of this exhibit. It's not just a bunch of giant Jacob ladders that people are going to look at. So can you talk about what the experience is going to be when people come to view the exhibition?
The actual Jacob's ladder is usually held by your hand, right? And it's very small and it fits in your palm and you can flip it. But these are not that, they're a little different. They're larger and heavier and not easy to turn. So we had to figure out a mechanism to do that. And we found it was a garage door, opener, a manual one. And once we used that, we thought, oh, so this is experience. And it adds this other element of mechanics and involvement from the individual. And we saw that's kind of the wonder of it too, that they can actually involve and they can be part of the change, which is another theme of this show. And one of the wordings of Things Change, one of the exhibits says Things Change, but as you flip it, it turns it around and says change things. And we all have an opportunity, to always be thinking and be involved in the world and the changes that are around us. And as minuscule as each one of us is, we can all be a part of that change.
Beyond being intrigued by a children's toy, Raja and Ellen explained some of the background behind their Things Change exhibition.
We're inspired often by, the things we see and, that are influencing us. And here we live in Spokane, and we spend a lot of our time here with our friends. But we have we're blessed enough to be able to travel on a regular basis. And last year we went to India, and we ended up in Kochi, which is in the south of India. And there happened to be a Biennale there. And this is not a term I was familiar with. Oftentimes, Ellen's always teaching about this art stuff. Biennale is a celebration of art that travels around the world, and this one happened to be in the city we just were in. And they had taken over an old military fort right on the water there, and we're talking about old fishing villages, on the coast, where people were pulling up with old Chinese nets, right, just within eye's distance of this place we were on this fort. And so we're walking around at this this art site, going from building to building, all these old kind of stucco or adobe type buildings that were there. And every single room of this fort was done by a new artist, people from as far away as Africa and the United States, but many Indian artists. There was a representation from every continent, though. And there was a few exhibits that were just kind of mind-blowing that people, you know, had brought from across the world. One's completely submerged in water where you had to take your shoes off to go inside and walk around. And, you know, others were, you know, water was falling from the ceiling, entire rooms, you know, converted into these pools that, you know, were complete build-outs. And so seeing work like that, you know, it's not stuff you get to see at the MoMA, you know. It's not stuff you're seeing downtown, or sorry, at the MAC in Spokane. And as great as it is that we have these other art galleries that are permanent, the Biennale experience made us think like, oh, can we go bigger with something, you know? And that's where taking something small and going bigger with it was the answer for us. We're lucky to have been given the Saga Art Grant on this. And for as much as we did write that grant for and it was accepted for, we could have, you know, written it for 10 times more and, you know, and still made more with it. So like support of the arts and putting your money into arts, can't tell people that's valuable for individually, but for us, this wouldn't have happened.
So you applied for the Saga grant, but separately from that, you had to apply to Terrain in order to book their studio space for a month. So what was that process like and how did you get involved with Terrain?
The Terrain Gallery has an open call for artists every year, once a year, and they just have a jury that selects from the submissions, and then they choose the 12 best. I guess they must have 12 shows a year, maybe 11. I think what Terrain is going for is to support local artists, but they also want to bring high-quality work to Spokane. So they're not always local artists that show at the Terrain Gallery. So it's kind of a back-and-forth dialogue with the city. Like, here's what we create and can share with the world, and then here's what the world is creating and can share with us. You shouldn't have to travel so far away to be inspired by good art. So it's good to have that mixing of homegrown work and work from a different community.
That was Raja Bose and Ellen Picken, the artists behind Factory Town, talking about their new exhibition, Things Change, currently on display at the Terrain Gallery in the Washington Cracker Building, 304 West Pacific Avenue in Spokane. The exhibit will be on display Friday, September 6th, as part of First Friday Art Walk, and Thursday through Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. through the end of the month. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Messini.